How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, so you are a retired school teacher who is now a murder mystery writer, and you've gone on a ski vacation, and you meet a detective, and he's cool, and then murders start to happen. The detective's vacationing with his wife. You figure out that the detective is actually a hitman for the mob who's there to kill Gunther. And you think the wife might have something to do with it, but you have no proof. The detective confesses. Do you tell the police about your suspicions about the wife, or do you keep it quiet?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
And today we're doing a twofer
again.
Yeah,
we are. It's two of us.
Yay. Who's Gunther?
He was supposed to be... Oh, there's kind of a red herring about him. So, He was supposed to be... he's like very good at skiing, and he was supposed to be in the World Cup, but he may or may not do it. He has a sponsorship deal. That's who we're supposed to think is trying to kill him. But really, okay. He also sleeps with women who are married.
Ah.
So in the one time in Lake Tahoe, he slept with a woman who was married to a mobster. So then that mobster hired a hitman. The hitman is this detective guy that you think is a detective, but isn't. So we get to the end of the episode, and she has proof against the detective. She has no proof against the wife, who is clearly now, and when I'm calling him a detective, he's a mobster hitman.
Right, pretending to be a detective.
Yeah,
or so he's like, all, or is this a departed thing, where he's actually a cop?
It's not clear.
Okay.
He wasn't that good at telling the story of being a detective, so I believe he's not a detective. And she does say, like, if I call the New York NYPD, they're going to say they've never heard of you.
Right,
so
right.
Pretty much he's not a detective. He's a hitman.
Gotcha.
But, like, the wife of a hitman, I don't know. Don't turn her in. Just because her husband has a shitty job, I don't know. Usually, you know, I'm all about snitching
right. When
it comes to solving murders.
Yeah.
But in this case, I'm like, she didn't murder anyone.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't murder anyone. I guess it depends on, like, how suspicious you are. Like, what level of involvement you think she has. If it's, like, something as, okay, she's turned a blind eye, like, obviously he's not hiding
it. On a snowmobile and aimed it out a door so it looked like this guy was escaping, so that when the husband killed him, it looked like he was running.
Oh, that's kind of genius.
Yeah.
I mean, that's That's full on involved in the murder.
Yeah, no, she
that is
was
accessory.
Involved.
That yeah, is accessory did, to the crime.
Then she called Jessica Fletcher and said, "Hey, Jessica Fletcher, I hear a weird noise. Go check it out." So that Jessica could witness the murder, so she could think that the detective was doing the right thing.
So no, oh, I see. It was like a justified shooting scenario.
That's what he was going for,
right?
Jessica, of course, discovered that the body. It was a corpse that got shot that she saw. The guy was already dead because he didn't bleed from the second shot. But she's very good.
Mm-hmm. She is.
So I guess, yeah, the wife is very involved.
Mm-hmm.
But she isn't the... If I don't know. I guess I'm usually... You know, I said, I'm usually, let's get the bad guy.
Yeah.
In this, I was like, I don't know. You don't know the dynamics of this relationship.
Yeah, I'll put on my detective hat.
Okay.
And from what I understand from watching television, what'll probably happen is if you point the police at her, they're just going to plea her down.
That's true.
And she'll just have to become a character witness in his...
Yeah, and then she'll have to go into witness protection, which is fair.
Mm-hmm. Like, or, yeah, or do you let her just go back to the mob and she's like the good mob wife who's... husband's doing time and she does like the mob wife duties. What's better for society?
I don't know. I guess, I mean, because what witness protection, we pay for that, right? Like our taxes pay for that.
Oh yeah, I guess.
So like there's a part of me that's like, do we really want to pay for this woman to have a new job, a new life, keep her protected from the mob? When she seems to be voluntarily into it.
Yeah. Or do we just let her go? I don't, you know. Short answer, no snitching, so...
All right.
I would be a terrible private investigator anyway.
You would be really bad, because you would find out all the dirt, and then you'd be like, I'm not telling you.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell. I'd tell the person who's paying me, I guess, and then...
You would? That's snitching.
Yeah, it is.
See, that's I don't think it's for hire. You. I don't think being a PI would be a good job for you.
Maybe not.
Especially because you're not...
I'm no saint.
You're no saint, but you're also not like highly money motivated.
That's very true.
So like, so if it was like snitching or it was like keeping your ethics or money, I don't think you would ever choose money.
Right.
But being, if your ethics are no snitching, being a private investigator is 100% about choosing money over those ethics.
Yes.
So I just don't know how you could do it. I mean... You could catch snitches. What if you were a private investigator who only goes catches after snitches? I think that's
that
how
makes
you
me like a fucking. I think that just makes me like a gang member.
Like, yeah, that's more of really a job people, of an enforcer.
Yeah,
not a
putting
PR
people's
job.
Lives in great danger at that point, and I don't really love that either.
All right, sorry, man. Can't be a detective.
Yeah, I don't think I can be a detective. But so, what does Angela do?
She just tells the police everything, but it's one of those ones that ends before, because there, I don't know if you picked up on this, there was a snowstorm, so no one could leave the ski resort.
Oh, nice.
No,
I love that.
Police could come.
Did they do like a parlor scene?
No, she did a thing where she like got the wife to like sit, because the wife and husband, it was starting to thaw, and so they were going to leave. And she's like, sit down, let's chat. And the wife was like kind of scared. She did. And then both of them sat and chatted, and then both the husband and wife, and then. She caught him, and then I think the ending scene is she goes back to the guy who owns a ski resort who used to be a skier, but he had a bad accident, and now his wife is fucking Gunther, except Gunther's dead, so I guess they're back together. And then she's like, I guess I won't go skiing for a while. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Sometimes that show ends. Have we ever talked about the end credits of... Okay.
Mm-mm.
In tone. So have you ever watched, and this is... So Murder, She Wrote ends with the Murder, She Wrote theme, which is kind of jaunty.
Yeah.
But usually the final beat or the final moment of Murder, She Wrote goes okay into jaunty. So it's either sometimes she makes a joke or she says, you know, I couldn't have scripted, you know, whatever. Someone gives her a compliment and she gives a wink. Like it's very...
It's very similar to the way a MacGyver episode would end.
Yes. Where it's really just like, remember this person? You really like this person. Come back next week.
A freeze frame.
Exactly. And it's like, do-do-do. But some shows on streaming, there's like a cognitive dissonance. And the biggest one to me that I've ever experienced is the show The West Wing. Are you familiar with The West Wing? Have you ever watched it?
I've never seen an episode.
Okay. It's about the
Yeah, I'm familiar with it from talking to you once a week for 3 years. I'm familiar with the West Wing.
So in the West Wing, the show has funny moments. Okay. And they're very Sorkin-esque funny. So
not really funny.
Not ha-ha funny, but like, I'm smart, ha-ha.
Ugh,
I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah. But so Sorkin show. So there is humor in these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But the show ends, I would say, there's probably 200 episodes and 99% of the episodes end with a poignant moment. Sometimes it's sad. Sometimes it's the gravity of this job. Sometimes it's, you know, like, you know, the sadness and the loneliness of being a workaholic. Like, it's always an ending of just like, the music is the humor theme. So like, because, like, the actual theme of the show, like, the opening credits is, like, da-da-da-da-da. It's very, like, orchestral. But the, like, the humor theme is, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, and when they aired it on NBC, they would go right into, like, next week on West Wing or, like, some other voiceover NBC thing. But DVD and on streaming, every single, except for Lisa, maybe two episodes, every single episode ends on, like, a cry moment or a moment of reflection, the cost of power, whatever. Yeah. It's like, so it's like, the ship's lost in the Atlantic.
We have to tell the people.
And you're like, what the fuck? And it's every single episode. Like, enough that I try to pause right at the end because it's so jarring. The cognitive dissonance is so intense. It's like, I don't know.
That's kind of fun.
It's fun, but it's weird. It's like a weird experience that I'm surprised no one just... All you have to do is take the end credits and make it play the music from the beginning. Because the music from the beginning is sweeping and presidential.
It's like... But they're not going to spend the money to repackage that shit?
Apparently not. No, because they didn't for the DVD and they haven't for streaming.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of West Wing lately.
Have you ever seen... the cult cartoon show Mission Hill?
Yes, you've shown it to me.
I have. Okay. I love that show so much.
Yes, I don't. How many episodes of that show exist?
Probably 10, maybe 12.
Okay. I think I've maybe seen half of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have not rewatched. I don't think
super short run thing. It was Billy West does voices in it, who you know I love from Futurama and Places Beyond. But the DVD, which is the only place you can watch it now, because Cartoon Network had it for a hot second. Mm-hmm. I think it was on like the original Adult Swim lineup.
Yeah.
So like 99 to 2001 or something.
Yeah.
They would do like four episodes a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the DVD, they didn't get all of the music rights.
Okay.
'Cause there was a lot of ska music, Cake and Real Big Fish and other popular bands from that time period. And without all the music rights, they just drop in the weirdest fucking like stock rock and roll.
Oh.
And the levels are super off. So like you're watching it on DVD and, and all of a sudden the audio spikes to like three times as loud for like a second at some like rock and roll thing that's supposed to be way, way under the dialogue.
Oh my God.
Very sloppy DVDs.
It's sad.
It is.
DVD transfers that we have to live with.
I know. It's awful.
Like, it's rough. Like, it just... I wish I had the power, like, just, like, if I was could do miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just, like, snap my fingers and make every DVD, like, a high-quality DVD without these kind of problems.
Right.
I did that three times, I think that would make... I mean, the Pope had to grant me sainthood, right? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah. I think they canonize you after three DVD edits. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're talking about saints!
Yes! Saint Valentine's Day.
That was a hard one. I didn't know how to get there.
I said I'm no saint like 4.5 minutes ago, but we had more...
I hadn't talked about West Wing yet 4.5 minutes ago.
Exactly. We had more business to attend to. Quite all right. But yeah, it's Valentine's Day, the most romantic day of the year.
And okay. What? We should have done a hot take about this. I guess we got to talk about
this. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Valentine's Day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
any day has the meaning that you ascribe to it.
Sure.
So fine. So if you want to make it the most romantic day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing about Valentine's Day. It's rarely on a weekend.
Right.
People have jobs.
Yeah.
You're going to spend most of the day with people you don't feel romantic about, no matter what.
Right.
Even if you're single, not single, it doesn't matter. You're probably at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not romantic.
Mm-mm. Don't make it romantic either.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't bring that Valentine's Day shit into the office.
No! And it's weird because, like, with, like, Christmas, which even though I work with a ton of people who don't celebrate Christmas, I'm okay if that vibe permeates my life.
Sure.
Like, giving and caring about people and singing songs and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not interested in anyone else's Valentine's Day experiences. I don't, like, it's, I guess if you want, whatever you want to do, like little kids, if little kids want to make a little Valentine's Day mailbox. And,
Oh, yeah. I like that.
I think that's cute.
I like when Ralph Wiggum does it, certainly.
Oh, he does a great job.
It's
classic.
Yeah, but it holds no Valentine's. So heartbreaking. Yeah, I'm also kind of...
Wait, doesn't he get one Valentine from Lisa?
Well, yes.
Okay, I'm like, wait.
But that opens up a whole can of worms. But at first...
Am I misremembering the entire plot?
At first, he untapes it from the front of his desk and turns it over.
I know, it's very sad.
And then retapes it to his desk.
He's got a tough road to... I hope he goes to college and things work out for him.
I like to believe that the... like fantasy universe where Lisa and Ralph are married in the trailer with all the kids is the universe that.
What? That is like blasphemous.
They're happy.
Lisa is not happy. She is.
She learns to be happy. She wants to go to the library, pick us up some movies.
Okay.
All right.
I'm very defensive about Lisa Simpson. I'm not interested in Ralph holding her back.
Well, she's not my... That's not my saintship.
Okay, no.
And she's not the subject of it, so, right, so she's safe for this
what
week.
What is your saintship?
Well, I'm doing, like, another sort of AU portal through time thing.
Okay, love it.
Yeah, it's very similar. I don't know if you recall my Wile E. Coyote and Suki from Gilmore Girls.
That was great.
It's very similar to that,
okay.
Right? So we have this rascally dog. But he's so lovable and adventurous and big and just, oh, you love him, even though he gets into trouble all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Your type A dad may not love him until the very end.
And then he forgets to love him, and then they do it a second
time. They do it a second time, but now there's more dogs. Yeah. Is there a third? My God. Yeah. I know there's a video game.
Of course, we are talking about Beethoven.
The Saint Bernard.
Ah, good call.
Yeah. Good job. So he's out digging for bones. Mm-hmm. He's stealing shoes. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
And he's digging this hole. And it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. Because he smells something. He really wants to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he smells a time portal.
Ah.
And you know him. He's not going to. He drops his bone in to protect it. And as dogs do.
Uh-huh.
But then after a while, he wants his bone back. So he just leaps right in. Adventurous dog. Finds himself in this beautiful, lush green land with rolling hills. And, you know, the people are friendly and they're giving him scraps and they love him. And he's like a very good boy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all these fucking snakes around. And the people hate these snakes. And he's like, well, I'm
a
not.
A lot of snakes?
Like a ton of snakes.
Okay.
Like snakes everywhere. You can't even walk around with all these snakes.
Okay.
Until, so he's like, well, fuck this. If they don't like snakes, I'll take care of the snakes. He's barking at the snakes. He's chasing them. He's trying to get them out of the way.
Yeah.
But it's like too many snakes for one dog to handle.
Okay.
In comes riding this Irish priest on a horse.
Okay.
Named Patrick.
Okay.
So now St. Patrick, on his mission from God, I assume. I don't really know the story that well.
Yeah.
It's like God tells him to drive the snakes from Ireland, which I'm sure is meant to be an allegory, but I'm taking it literal.
Yeah, let's not explore what that could mean.
So, he's, they team up.
All right.
Now, you cut back to the future, and all these like statues and murals and depictions of St. Patrick on his horse with his staff driving the snakes into the sea. He's accompanied by this badass St. Bernard who's helping him out, and they become best friends. And instead of dealing with this dumbass dad who keeps forgetting how much he loves him, he gets to be a wild, like, dog.
He never goes home?
No, he just lives in Ireland.
Okay, you know there were children who lived...
I didn't care for them either.
So he's just abandoning the family, the whole family.
He has a new family now. The family is the nation of Ireland who loves him.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you. I think I want it to be after the youngest daughter goes away to college.
And the parents just tell him he got cancer and died.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I assume that's what happened with my dog, Browser. Mm-hmm. I went away to school.
Mm-hmm.
He got to go to Ireland and save Ireland through a time portal.
Okay, I changed my ship. Now it's Bruiser.
No, this is a very... I like this ship a lot.
Yay!
It's very cute.
Thank you.
I had trouble coming up with a Saint ship.
Okay.
So... I think it's partially because there's something so, like, not romantic about Saint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if it's, like, the virginal element or, like, the, like, if you're a saint to everyone, then can you really have special relationships with anyone?
Right. Well, maybe there's a ship, some saint, where that wall gets broke down. You know, because with St. Patrick, obviously, in this story, he's just getting his start. You know,
he
hasn't been canonized yet, and people aren't obsessed with him yet. But eventually, when he gets super famous and everyone's obsessed with him and his horse and his best friend, the dog, Beethoven, are, you know, they're going to need each other in those times. So, there's a saint who can break through, who needs someone to break through for him.
All right. Well, all I can think of is, like, Mother Teresa, Florence Nightingale. I don't think she's literally a saint, but she goes in that mix with me. That's the other thing, is like saints are so other focused. All right, but you did mention being on a mission from God, which made me think
I love where this is
a
going.
Pair of brothers who I ship with each other forever.
Yay!
And that's Elwood
and Jake.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jake and Elwood Blues, the Blues Brothers.
Fuck yes.
They're quotable. They have style.
Yep.
They hate Illinois Nazis, which used to be like one of my favorite jokes.
Fucking Illinois Nazis.
But like now that Nazis have like sincerely come back, it's not funny. I can't wait until it's funny again, but it's like not, because part of it is like, it's ridiculous, right? Like these they're mainly just annoying. The Illinois Nazis in this movie are just like mainly just annoying. They screw up traffic patterns.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, well, that's the heart of that joke is not like, oh, I fucking hate Nazis. They're so evil and we have to do the right thing. It's like, fucking Illinois Nazis. Right? Are you kidding me? It's like a total not in my backyard.
Exactly. Like, but it's like they might as well be saying like, I hate Illinois Girl Scouts. Like they're just in the way. Like it's such a good joke, but it doesn't work if you're actually worried about Nazis showing up in,
in Illinois
or anywhere in America. It's a real bummer of a joke now.
Yeah.
I used to be my favorite joke, or one of them.
Yeah.
Music, they're good at it.
Yep.
They boogie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I like they're horrible boyfriends. And they encourage everyone around them to be horrible partners. So
yeah, well, because
in a romantic sense, like they just need to not. I think they have to be virginal saints. That's canonized.
Oh.
Jake and Elwood Blues.
Yep.
That way, they're not ruining any lives.
But here's the question: if they're virginal saints, can they still travel land breaking hearts?
I don't know if I like the breaking hearts part, I think.
Okay.
That's like, I think, like, I love Carrie Fisher.
I do, too.
That's my least favorite part of that movie.
Oh, I love that part of the movie. She
it feels
is
like
so
such
great.
Women Be Crazy.
It's just absolutely not Women Be Crazy. She's totally right on the money. I mean, she's a mafia queen.
That's
she's
true.
Like the daughter of the
You're
mafia.
Right.
I think that's why her level of violence is so elevated.
Yeah.
But she's totally justified in wanting to kill Jake Blues. I never, even as a child, I never thought Women Be Crazy from
You're
that
like,
character.
No, that's valid.
I'm like, totally. But yeah, and also I was like, yeah, Jake, you got to do what you got to do.
It's never going to work, but I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I need to rewatch with these fresh eyes.
Oh, my God. Can we watch Blues Brothers right 100%. After this? Awesome.
Always.
That movie is so fucking great. I like that you're like, yes, let's make them saints officially. Yeah. Someone in the Catholic Church needs to make this happen. And I do like shipping them together.
Yes.
Because, like, the bond of brotherhood and then also the bond of, like, the band.
Yes.
And, like, their priorities are so perfectly in line. Like, mm-hmm. in the scene right at the beginning when Elwood's picking up Jake from Joliet, and he's pissed that he sold the Bluesmobile, their old car. Uh-huh. He's like, I didn't sell the Bluesmobile. I traded it for a microphone. And he's like, oh, well, all right, traded it for a microphone. And it's like, I love that relationship so much. They're perfect.
It is a really, they are perfect. They're fully realized characters that are funny. I don't know. I mean, we do have the legacy that we, of Blues Brothers 2000,
mm-hmm.
which is a tough legacy to reckon with.
Yeah.
Because that movie's not perfect.
Yeah. That movie is not perfect at all. And honestly, that John Goodman is good enough
mm-hmm.
that I think it was fated that he would be like what he is today and like regarded as one of like the best working actors.
Yeah, he's an amazing actor.
But he, at that point, he had done really, I mean, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'd say aside from the Coen brothers stuff he was involved in, he had done like Roseanne, mm-hmm. Flintstones, and Blues Brothers 2000. Those were like some major hits of his. So it could have, there's an AU where John Goodman is like kind of a bit actor that doesn't. And I would blame it on that movie.
I think that would be fair. I think that could have been a turn. I think, here's the thing. If you're going to replace one of the Blues Brothers with John Goodman,
mm-hmm.
and I know I'm thinking probably physically stature, but like energy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to replace Dan Aykroyd with John Goodman.
Yes! He would be the new Elwood of the dynamic.
You can't because Dan Aykroyd's alive. He is the living Blues Brother.
And John Belushi was not.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's like, John Belushi energy, like, honestly, they, you know what they should have done?
Hmm.
And this is maybe blasphemous. And maybe, again, I'm thinking too much on looks a little, but I think he could have done it. I think you find out that Jack Black is the illegitimate son of Jake, and you just make it kid blues.
Well, they had a fucking kid. They had Buster.
Who played Buster?
Buster Blues was like fucking skinny kid.
I don't want
He was an orphan.
Literally Jack. I'm not saying Jack Black type.
The whole story was a mess.
I'm saying that, okay, let's create it. Because I think it's, you find Jack Black.
Yeah. I mean, why not make him Carrie Fisher's kid?
Perfect.
And bring her back. I think this at that time, Carrie Fisher was not working because she was going through some personal things.
Sure, but she could have done a scene.
Maybe.
I just think you need somebody with the energy, the like restrained, chaotic,
mm-hmm.
like barely restrained. Like,
Right. Like
you think this person may literally like lose their mind.
Yeah.
But is like controlling it for this performance.
Now, would he be the Jack Black that's like, say he would be younger, obviously.
Yes.
But would he be like a Orange County? Yeah, exactly. Would he be like an Orange County Jack Black that's like seeking approval and wants Elwood to love him and desperately wants to be in the band? Or would he be more of like a Tenacious D Jack Black?
I was thinking a Tenacious D Jack Black.
Yeah.
A very self-serious. Like maybe he's self-serious and he's like, I'm not blues, I'm rock.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right. Like,
there's
like,
an angle.
I'm a rock guy.
Yeah, he's like a metal guy.
Maybe he's literally Jack Black. He's like really big in the LA comedy scene.
And then the final like turn in the story is when he changes his name from Jack Black to Jack Blues.
Jack Blues is a great name.
It really is.
Buster Blues.
Yeah, it really is. Man, that would have been so much better.
Because then it would still, we bring it back to the blues. I think he could pull off that look. I mean, most people can. That's probably the best part of that look.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, God, yeah.
Like, you and I should do it. We should go to the thrift store right now.
Fuck yes.
And get that look and just do it.
Okay.
I think we could totally nail it.
Could we also get knuckle tattoos that say Jake and Elwood?
I mean, we could. I'll get Jake. I don't want Elwood.
You think you're the Jake of this dynamic?
No.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You're right.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Hey, no, Mogi.
Yeah.
Say what you were going to say. That was my first attempt at doing it, and I'm glad.
I missed. I'm sorry.
No, I was too slow on it.
No, I missed your Saint transition earlier. I missed it. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's quite all right. Did you not have anything to say?
No, I don't have anything. Yeah, so that's my saintship.
I love it.
I know it's sideways.
But no, I think it's right there. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be people who are saints, because they deserve to be saints, and honestly, probably better than half the ones out there.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty real. All right. I think I'm really glad that we did this Tuesday. Don't tell Kelly or Patrick, but you're my favorite.
Oh, you're my favorite, but don't tell them, because I probably say that to them all the time too.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm super insincere, and I'll say anything I want to a woman to get what I need.
Jingles!
We did it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.